Narad Muni's Guru. Today we bring to you a special episode on the Puranic Tales of India podcast, and on occasion of Guru Purnima, let us learn how Narad Muni got the blessings from his guru. In fact, he initially did not even have a guru, and because of which he had to suffer a lot. In Hindi, they say, Guru bina gyan kahan se paun? Without a guru, how will I ever get any knowledge? And that is the crux of this story, but it also carries another important message. Let us find out what that message is. So we travel back in time and also probably in space. Who knows? Let's find out. There was a time, once upon a time, many years ago, when Narad Muni did not have a guru. He was capable of traveling across the three worlds, of course, which is Swargalok, Prithvilok and Patalok, and he could travel from one place to another in a span of a very short time, and he could travel from one end of the universe to another in the blink of an eyelid, or so the legends go. So Narad Muni one time wanted to attend a religious ceremony in Swargalok, where all the devas and the devis and all the 33 crore gods had assembled along with the 9 planets. There was a havan or a sacred fire which was lit, Vedic chants were being recited, and Narad was actually given a place to sit away from everyone else. This was not on the main platform or the dais where the ceremony was being conducted, but on the lower level, so to speak. Narad Muni was naturally a little curious as well as offended, and he asked Lord Brahma. He said, Brahmadev, I am your own son. Why have I been offered a lower position compared to all other gods and rishis and munis? Upon hearing this, Lord Brahma smiled and said, You deserve a lower position compared to the others because you don't have a guru. Narad Muni thought about this and he realized he had not officially, ceremoniously, formally prayed to a rishi or a god and sought their blessings and sought their permission to be their Shishya or disciple. In other words, he always sang the name of the gods, most particularly Lord Vishnu or Narayan, and he would repeat God's name as a mantra all the time. But he had not received this mantra from a guru. So right at that venue of the religious ceremony, he committed to himself and he declared to the wider audience that the next morning at dawn, whoever he meets first would be his guru. All the gods, the rishis, the munis, the devas and the planets assembled at the venue of the yajna were very curious to know who Narad Muni's guru would be. So, once the day's ceremonies were over, they began to discuss amongst themselves. And they waited impatiently for the night to pass and dawn to arrive so that they could find out who Narad Muni's guru was. So aren't you curious as well as to who became Narad Muni's guru? Let us find out. At dawn, Narad Muni, when he was traveling across the three worlds, he came across an old fisherman who had a fishing net on his shoulder. Narad Muni ran to this fisherman, fell at his feet and declared to this old man, O King of the Seas, I want to be your Shishya or disciple. Will you be my guru? And one of the first tasks a guru does after accepting a Shishya is to give them a mantra or a lesson. The old man said to Narad Muni, I am hardly worthy of being a guru to anyone, let alone a learned sage like you, Narad Muni. Because I have never taken any initiation from a guru, so how can I pass on any knowledge or wisdom to you? and I don't have any other mantra to give you either. However, Narad Muni still requested the old fisherman to tell him whatever came in his mind first. Narad Muni was willing to accept those very words as his mantra. The fisherman uttered the words Hari Bol, upon which Narad Muni fell at the fisherman's feet again and he returned to heaven, where he went to the venue where the Yajna was being held. At that time, Narad Muni was welcomed by all the gods. They bowed before him with folded hands and paved the way, and he was invited to sit right in front of the assembly, because he now had a guru as well as a mantra. In events, concerts, the seats at the very start or closest to the stage are usually reserved for VIPs, aren't they? Narad Muni got a treatment not very different from what I just mentioned. So, everyone wanted to know who Narad Muni's guru was, and they wanted to meet Narad Muni's guru as well. So, Narad Muni, after the day's events or the chantings were over, went back to earth, went back to that very place where he had met the fisherman, and he requested the old man to come with him to the heavens so that other gods, the sadhus, the planets, everyone could meet him and pray to him. The old man said, "I am old and frail and I can't walk, let alone travel to heaven." So Narad Muni carried this old fisherman on his back to the heavens. Upon reaching the heavens, Narad Muni respectfully set the old fisherman on one of the asans and declared to the audience, "O devs, O devis, this is my guru. He has given me the mantra wherein I am to chant Hari Bol. Aren't they the sweetest words one can hear or chant?" So when all the gods began to fall at the feet of the fisherman, he smiled. And you know what happened next? He transformed into none other than Lord Shiv. That's when the gods realized, for the past 2 days, all the gods, goddesses had been attending the Yajna, but not Lord Shiv. So Lord Shiv himself had taken the form of this fisherman and he became the guru of Narad Muni. From that day, it is said that the guru of Narad Muni is Lord Shiv himself. And this is the story we have brought to you on occasion of Guru Purnima. And I hope that this also once more tells us the importance of guru in one's life and the teachings and the values that the guru inculcates into us actually increases our standing, our respect in the society much, much more. Hope you liked today's story from Puranic Tales of India. We have sourced this story from the text Narad Pancharatri. Parts of the story have been written and edited for language and context. We hope you like this episode from Puranic Tales podcast. On the occasion of Guru Purnima, I pray to my Guru and take your leave from this episode